The Walker Corporation welcomes you and thanks you for your attention. This orientation will now begin. Please ensure that the standard issue earphones provided are mounted correctly and comfortably around your head. Sit back and relax. Project Ozymandias is the Walker Corporation's most ambitious venture ever, designed to connect the present with the future. Using our technology, the space probe Ozymandias will carry the messages, hopes, thoughts, dreams, and prayers of our time into the distant future. It will preserve the voices of mankind and deliver them back to Earth in exactly 1,000 years. The aim of this project is to collect a diverse set of recordings from around the world, to place those recordings inside the specially constructed time capsule, and to place that time capsule into the space probe Ozymandias. The space probe Ozymandias will be launched into orbit in October 2017. It will follow the comet 46P as it passes planet Earth and takes its 1,000-year journey around our solar system. The probe will return to Earth in the year 3017. Project Ozymandias asks not what the future will bring to you, but what you can bring to the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wayne Walker will now offer a brief statement concerning Project Ozymandias. You can ask your questions afterwards, but please be brief. Thank you.
I guess I just want to make sure that I'm remembered as the guy who made it all happen. I do believe that everything we've done with the company from the beginning, from banner ads to social media, was about celebrating this vast cacophony of humanity. So making sure that these messages can make it out into the universe, into the future, I'm proud to put my name on that. I feel it's me giving back. We think these grand accomplishments might live on forever, but it might just be a couple of legs sticking up out of the sand. That's why, people like Jeff Bezos, he thinks he's so smart with his rocket projects. Him and Elon Musk, they're battling it out over who can make the biggest rocket. You know, in the future, they're going to have better rockets. It's like guaranteed. I want to be remembered as the guy who was smart enough to worry about what goes in the rocket. You gotta think of the whole package deal. It's for humanity, sponsored by Walker Industries.
Congratulations. You have been specially chosen to participate in Project Ozymandias. Your message will be one of only 10,000 messages from our time to be placed on board the space probe Ozymandias. It will be sent across our solar system and returned to Earth to be heard by future generations. It will enter a millennial hibernation state, keeping your message safe and unaffected by events on Earth. Anything, ranging from natural disasters, epidemics, even nuclear war. Your message is guaranteed to reach the future.
Whenever you're listening to this, proceeding in 2007.
Hello, human beings of the future. I'm talking to you from
I remember asking my grandma
that view of life.
And she was born in 1924.
Different.
Because I've always been very curious about these things. What is the biggest difference in modern society compared to the time when she was born?
My name is Göran Sonesson. I'm a semiotician from Sweden. If you ask about how to formulate the messages, then the question is also, what message do you want to send? What do you want to tell these people in 1,000 years? Have you thought about content? I mean, you want to send a message for people living in 1,000 years, but what do you want to tell them? So that is important, I think, for how you are going to tell it. What do you want them to understand? I mean, if you only want them to understand that there were some people around 1,000 years ago who wanted to communicate with you, that was an intentional communication, maybe it could be rather simple. I mean, we don't need to understand what you're saying, but maybe we need to understand that you're speaking a language, because then we know there is an intentional message. Because even if you don't understand the language, you will probably recognize it as a language. And then you know that it's intentional. You recognize a language as a certain kind of auditive configuration, as opposed to different kinds of sound you can make, or laughter, or things which are not necessarily intentional. But you can recognize from the regularity of a message that there are probably some kind of message involved. Now, if you want to communicate something more complicated than the fact that you were sending a message 1,000 years ago, then you will have other problems.
Please begin your message by recording the following string of personal information in order for the receivers to learn as much as possible about you, who you were, and where you came from. Remember always to begin with your name, age, place of birth, or approximate place of birth, if not known, your current occupation, and your current location name and location coordinates. Then include the full date. Afterwards, you can record your message. Ozymandias, connecting the present with the future.
Name, Elisabeth Skånkosen.
Name, Henrik B. Hansen.
Age
47.
Occupation,
name,
Jon
Kalle.
Place of birth,
age 59.
My name is Pastor Cosmos.
I'm a high school teacher.
I'm a pastor of Pastor in Salvation House.
And I was born in...
My name is Knut Berger, and I am a writer in Seattle, Washington, and a longtime time capsule expert, I guess you'd call me. With a time capsule, you're looking at two prime considerations. You're looking at making sure that you have a container that will protect the material, keep it as pristine as possible for whatever length of time you decide you want to put it aside for. And then related to that, but secondarily, you want to make sure that you are somehow ensuring that the time capsule will be recoverable. You want to make sure that somebody can find it and do whatever they're supposed to do with the time capsule.
As a messenger, Project Ozymandias invites you to record a prepared testimonial. You may choose any subject and any form you prefer. This includes improvised and spontaneous messages. You may read prepared texts. You may read personal messages. You may simply record your wishes, hopes, dreams, prayers, or any other expression that you deem fit to be placed on board Project Ozymandias. The messages must be recorded in English, and they must not exceed a duration of 120 seconds. The final recording you make will not be edited or altered in any way before being placed on board Project Ozymandias and delivered to the future.
Name?
Name.
Occupation. Place of birth.
Age.
Geist.
27.
Place of birth.
Occupation. Government clerk. Place of birth. Aarhus. Sex.
Male.
Place of recording. 55 degrees north. 41 minutes. 38.1 seconds. 12 degrees east. 33 minutes, 0.6 seconds. Date, April 23rd, 2017. In his analysis of aesthetic judgment, Immanuel Kant says that human beings long for greatness, because in greatness we are reminded of our humanity. For this reason, in the comparison between politicians and warriors, warriors who are brave and stand up against impossible odds will always prevail. Generals will always beat politicians in the mind of the public. It is my hope that...
I have an issue with pink. I just hate pink. Whenever I look at pink, I get upset. Colors have a very specific meaning for us humans. And there's a specific rules, sometimes even. There's fashion colors.
What I'm trying to say
colors,
is that
weak colors.
I don't think there's anything that I can tell you that you
that have
will find useful.
A sense of
at least there are very few things that you'll find useful. But I think it'd be funny if you guys would consume a bit of our culture, such as Rasmus Seebach or Whitney Houston, and enjoy it in the same way that we did. Which they're both singers, by the way. One is Danish, the other, I think, is American, but
let's remember this,
and you should listen to it.
So that we don't destroy ourselves in our thirst for greatness.
Place of recording, 55 degrees north, 42 minutes, 19 seconds. 12 degrees east, 31 minutes, 26.9 seconds.
There are two possibilities, as a lot of people telling us nowadays, there won't be any Earth at all at the time because we have all been died because of this, this problem with the equilibrium of nature. No? And in that case, I don't know with whom we are going to communicate. I think 1,000 years too short for some other kind of being to be on the Earth to whom we would be communicating. So in that case, I think there is no situation of communication. The second possibility is that we still are around, human beings, Homo sapiens. And then I must say, I think its situation is very different because I think fundamentally we won't have a real problem of communication. Because if you think about 1,000 years ago, if you look at the languages which were spoken at the time, they are different, but not so very different. So in 1,000 years, I don't expect them to be very different either. You could even say that what has happened to most of these languages then, they have been simplified. So it's not clear that they can be much more simplified. So I don't think there would be any big problem in communicating using ordinary languages. Of course, maybe you should pick a language like Danish or Swedish because we are so few people. Maybe we won't be around anymore. For the time being, it may look that we should use English or even better Chinese because those are probably the kind of people which may be mostly around in 1,000 years.
This is an orientation guide for messengers enrolled in Project Ozymandias. It contains a brief and easy-to-apply method for creating, collecting, and cataloging the audio recordings from a representative sample of humanity. These recordings will be delivered to future generations in exactly 1,000 years from now. Ozymandias, bringing the voice of humanity into the future.
Hi, out there in 1,000 years. I hope you are not alone. I think the most important thing is life. In life is to have other people around you, to be with other people. That is something that I think is essential to find a meaning in life, that we share in the same humanity.
Dear person who is alive 1,000 years from now, I myself know very little about how it was to live 1,000 years ago, so I can only imagine how far away my life seems to you. I think life 1,000 years ago was far more physically demanding to
my
most.
My message
people.
To the future is, I must be the last generation who's not living forever. You are in that happy position right now, and it must be so fantastic to have all that time in front of you. I wonder whether you have gotten more experienced due to having all that time in the universe.
We're in this pattern of developing new technologies for more convenient consumption and just tightening the barriers of our comfort zone. And it's really, I'm just concerned that if we don't get beyond that, then we'll just stay stuck in this pattern and don't get to where it really is at.
Jesus is the future. Is a hope to lost world that everybody that accept into their life, they will have an assurance and they have peace with God. But if we go the other direction.
Hello, human beings of the future. I'm talking to you from 1,000 years ago to bring you a message. I hope that this is an absolutely irrelevant message because you have kept so good track of your history.
In general, I have a personal interest in sharks. Sharks been around for ages, for thousands and thousands of years, and I'm pretty sure sharks will still be around in 1,000 years. What we know today is that we study sharks all the time. Obviously they are in water, which makes it complicated in our time.
Things which seem obvious to us, things we don't even discuss because we take them for granted when we say discuss something. We say that the sun goes up, although of course it doesn't, but that is how it works in our perception.
The funny thing about a shark,
I think time capsules start to get more interesting when you're talking about a 500 to 1,000 to 5,000 year time span, or even an infinite time span. History tells us that things have ups and downs. So, but I think, you know, some people want to preserve this material because they think society as we know it is about to be destroyed and they want to leave a record and rekindle society. And others, I think, want to share our wisdom so that people in the future can learn lessons.
Hi, future. My name is Frederick. I'm sitting at the top of an apple tree the little square garden of my childhood home, where I'm currently also living. It's nice to sit up here. There's plenty of space because I just pruned all the branches so that we can grow more apples and it doesn't grow wild, which I guess we don't want in this garden. It made me wonder whether you will still be pruning trees to get more apples when you get this message. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but it's definitely part of my habit. I do it every year, and I really enjoy those apples. I hope you are still enjoying apples.
I'm sitting in 2017, and I'm thinking back to the 1800s, where the white man came to the Americas. Over there, the native people in North America, in the era that we today call Dakota had a saying in their language that was Mitakwe Oyasin. And in English that would be something like, all of my relations, all of our relations. They viewed life as a web of interconnectedness. And that view of life is, you could say, dramatically different to what view of life the white man came with and what has been.
I know that you who are listening to this is living 1,000 years later than me. Therefore, you might think that everything is different. But that is not the case. The most important element in the human life is constant. The most important and decisive fact of a human life is that it comes to an end. We are all going to die. Another fact is that we are a mixture of good and bad. We can hurt each other immensely, but we can also have ideals, ambitions, visions. And our lives are a fight, a conflict between the two.
If you're going to send a message, there must be at least something in common between the life word of a sender or the life word of a receiver. If both are human beings, then we necessarily have something in common because we are biologically constituted in the same way, and we may even culturally have gone through the same evolution. So that is something already. But even more, it would be good if we have a similar socio-cultural life words, which would mean that we live in similar societies. So the whole point is that there's a lot of things we have to take for granted in order to understand the message. That works normally, because normally we communicate with other human beings. Even when we try to communicate with apes, it's much more difficult. So communicating with beings somewhere on other planets where we don't know at all how we are constituted, either biologically or culturally, is really an immense problem. But I don't think we have the same problem to communicate with people in 1,000 years or even in 5,000 years, at least if there is a continuity.
Good luck in your journey.
The Walker Corporation and Project Ozymandias kindly ask that you consider carefully how, why, and what you choose to record will be understood in the very distant future. Remember, you will be humanity's ambassador to the future. Please bear in mind that current culture and language will possibly, in fact, quite likely, be unrecognizable to the people of Earth in 1,000 years. It is highly likely that current geography and climate will also have changed by that time. What we do know is that the world in 1,000 years will be a very different place than it is today. This need not affect what you choose to record. All decisions about the content of your message are entirely your own.
Place of birth, orange. Sex, female. Place of recording, 55 degrees north, 41 minutes, 56.8 seconds. 12 degrees east, 31 minutes, 30.5 seconds. Date, May 9th, 2017. So, the Spear Danes in days gone by, and the kings who ruled them had courage and greatness. We have heard of those princes' heroic campaigns. That's the beginning of the poem Beowulf, that was written down approximately
1,000 years ago today. And then after it was written down, 800 years passed in which people didn't read it. And then in the beginning of the 19th century, they started reading it, but they were all historians looking for historical facts, using it as a way to find out who was the king in that time and so and so. And when people tried to look at it as a poem and as a work of art, they came to the conclusion that it couldn't be art because there were too many monsters. First there's Grendel, and then there's Grendel's mother, and then finally there's the dragon that kills Beowulf in the end.
We are who you were.
And you can't have art with that many monsters.
Do you have, as so once we had, ears? Do you have eyes? Can you smell the core of cinnamon's bark? See the gold drip from the oyster's mouth? Feel the storm against skin, the shiver of a killing? Hear the swifts navigate in their own screams? Then listen. He made himself a glass violin so he could see what music looks like. He dragged his foot to the mountain's peak and waited for the sea to reach his level. At night, he got engrossed in railway schedules. The terminals moved him to tears. He planned to excavate a city in a pot of chives. He walked with the globe chained to his leg very slowly, happy as 2 times 2 is 2. When they said he didn't exist, he couldn't die of grief, so he had to be born. He's already out there living somewhere. He blinks his little eyes and grows just in time. In the very nick of time. Our most gracious lady, our sweet and wise lady machine, will soon have need of a fool like this for her fit amusement and innocent pleasure. This was the past you dreamed of creating. You longed for it. We tear each other apart, imprison each other, kill each other, because we covet the words we cannot yet know. Forgive us, our stutter.
We invited anybody who wanted to send a message to the future to send one. And they sort of fell into two categories, or three categories, I guess. One is, I'm going to tell you about my life. And they were like mini biographies. People would tell you where they went to school, who they married, what degrees they had, what they did with their careers. Others wrote letters of apology. I'm really sorry we screwed up the planet. Global warming, it probably sucked. We polluted things. We destroyed the wilderness. There were a lot of like, please forgive us. We didn't leave you a perfect world. We're flawed. And then others were imaginative, and they imagined these bright futures with all kinds of elements that reflected kind of what they would like. You know, I hope you have flying cars. I hope you figured out how to achieve world peace.
As a message from the past to the future, the one thing. Take interest in history so you don't make this mistake of doing things without knowledge of the past. It's crazy if you don't know what happened before. It's unfortunate.
So right now in our world, I think the bottom line, the systems are designed to prioritize resource accumulation to very, very few people. And what that means is... Sorry, my son is about to spill chocolate milk on our carpet. I hope you know what chocolate milk is. But what that means is that we're destroying the earth.
Hello, everybody. First of all, I'd like to talk to you about the world as it is currently right now. It's a difficult time right now, I think. What I've learned through that is that no matter what happens in the future, if you're in the future, maybe 1,000 years from now, whenever you are, I hope that you take this lesson that I've learned through my life, is that no matter what happens, you have a responsibility to act. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have a responsibility to do it yourself. Even if it's just
Easter,
you, the listener.
What a lovely word.
Going to learn
I bet I you think I'm referring to the weather. The rooks came flying with branches and twigs. They built nests for their eggs to hatch. Like when the witch built her pancake house. Yesterday, we ate our meals behind the bulletproof window. We knew it was bulletproof because only one...
My problem is that I do not believe there will be any people in 1,000 years.
It was a
so I have a hard time to give you a message. All I see is this tape recorder standing in a grass field, surrounded by butterflies and other insects, and my voice speaking up into
a woman in San Francisco had her father's ashes
the sky and nobody to listen. So I would like to take the chance to say sorry for what we've done to the planet,
I am lovelier than you.
To all the human beings that will not be able to listen to this message,
the rooks have finished their nests now.
And for my own sake, because I need to say sorry for my
previous years, people
participating
in
the rape
have shot the rooks
of the planet Earth.
Without great success, a note said, they never got them all. The witch never built her pancake house. She grew it like a tortoise grows a shell. Her manipulative spirit hardened. The witch's armor is a trap for children.
Does love still exist? How do you guys fight each other? Rain comes later as grief. What kind of weapons? What came in? Have you ever heard of Einstürzen Neubauten? Music. Can music take another form?
We cannot know what the future will bring, but we can make sure that we bring something to the future. The Walker Corporation and Project Ozymandias' leading team of scientists have calculated the exact trajectory of Comet 46P. And in its slipstream, the space probe Ozymandias will float silently through space and time.
When you talk about shooting something into space, you have a whole other set of challenges to think about. Space is actually a very hostile environment. It's not, if you want to preserve something, burying it or shooting it into space is not a great idea unless you really have the technology. You know, in space, it can be subject to, you know, space particles and other kinds of damage. There's no way to protect it. If it's in orbit, it's going to fall out of orbit at some point. When is it going to come down? How long is it going to stay up? When and where is it going to come down? And if it, when it comes down, can you recover it? And will it be recoverable? Or does it just burn up like space junk?
Completing its millennial journey, the Ozymandias probe will re-enter Earth's atmosphere and land at the precise location of Moss in Norway to be retrieved by our faraway descendants. Join the Walker Corporation and Project Ozymandias in our cosmic endeavor to bring the present to the future for the prosperity of humankind across time and space. Record your message now.
Dictatorial poem. All the people who can't be on the promenade. All the people who have forgotten where they came from. All the people who dropped their keys. All the people who can't join the club. All the people who can't be at the tip of my pen. All the people who don't know the scorpion's tactics. All the people who pass each other by. All the people who are on time but don't make it there. All the people who won't experience tomorrow. All the people who stay even though the train is waiting. All the people who can't be where they are.
My message to the future world will be that we need the concept critique. Without critique, we are not well off. We will lose something. We will not be able to think. We will not be able to navigate. An American philosopher, Sheila Ben Happy, once wrote.
Yeah, I somehow feel that it has more to do with what has happened in on Earth in the meantime. Well, if we have some catastrophe and not only a lot of people die, but cities are destroyed and libraries are destroyed, then of course it may be difficult. Huh? But probably if that happened, I think there were no people left either. So it's a good question, but I don't know if we have an answer to that. How do we know that we survive for 1,000 years?
Hello, people of the year 3017. So how are you? Have you invented hoverboards yet? And do you understand anything I'm saying? I'd just really like to be relatable to you guys, because I'm sure we have a lot in common. But whatever I'll say, it can only come off extremely archaic and weird. It's like talking to teenagers. And the whole thing is also a bit like putting a message in a bottle, just with space instead of water. And we know such messages are really just written for the sender to come to terms with something. 1,000 years.
Maybe it depends more on the receiver than on the sender.
Please stop all that war shit about, you know, shooting each other, bombing each other, who's right, who's wrong. You want to get you, we want revenge. You know, just cut it out, live your life. We only have this one life. So, it's just a little short hello thing for me. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face.
So, dear occupants of Earth, back in my time, some of us got it. That is the message I want to convey to you. That some of us understood that we were at a threshold where our actions as a global civilization determined quite a lot about our future and the planet's future. Because never before had humankind had such an impact on the planet and on our fellow humans. We stood at, I guess, a fork in the road where cooperation and understanding could bring us closer together and bring the planet to a condition that could support us all and support us in our future. Or we could let greed and mistrust take over and fight for territory and capital so that only some of us would
survive. Welcome to this 2-minute broadcast from the past. I'm talking to you live from the comfort of my home in Copenhagen. I've been given the prestigious opportunity to apologize for our period of time to you, the children of our future. I apologize for the horrible climate you've inherited, if anything at all. I apologize for the millions of pages describing the wars of our time. Some of them sound entertaining, but none of them had a happy ending. I apologize for all the anger and bitterness of the comment section on the internet. Who knew that somebody somewhere was having a bad day every day? I apologize for the fact that there are no more cool animals left. We ate some of them, but most of them we just forgot about. I'm not sorry for all the great music, though. Nor am I sorry for the books and movies of the humankind so far. Not all of it was good.
Butter.
But when it's good, it's damn good.
Milk. Juice. Eggs. Ham. Rye bread. White bread. Knäckebrød. Pate, coffee, sugar, yeast, broccoli, rubber bands, washing pads, super glue,
something you've forgotten,
sketch paper.
When you're
book, therapist,
Tuesday. I can feel that I'm wearing a hat. My laptop and my hat have the same color, gray. I can see the sleeves of my shirt, and they are gray too. I can see two white coffee cups, and both of them are empty. Next to them, my cell phone is laying with the display against the table. Just before I began writing this, my girlfriend wrote me a text message. She invited me to come by her office and eat lunch with her. I replied that it was a great idea, but that I was too busy since I had to write a message to the future. I then put my cell phone on flight mode, which I always do when I work. But just as I began describing the items surrounding me, I started wondering if my reply had been too short and too repellent. And since flight mode was activated, I couldn't receive a response from my girlfriend, either confirming or rejecting my anxiety. I have now described some items and a feeling. I can describe the items for you, I can describe the feeling for you, but I can't describe how it felt describing the room feeling what I felt. When I looked at the white, empty coffee cups, I thought the coffee cups are white and empty.
The future's mysterious to us, and I love that element of it. I love that element of, you know, I suppose it's a way that we can share the future with people in that we're thinking about them, and we're, part of us wants to be part of it because we know we're mortal. You're launching these things into mystery.
Record your message and let Ozymandias carry it to the future. We offer you a unique opportunity to speak directly to your distant descendants. You may not live forever, but with the Walker Corporation and Project Ozymandias, you can ensure that your message will. Be a part of the future. Be a part of Ozymandias.
Representing a fraction of the to still resist that real life may have been one.
And I hope you, 1,000 years from now, have solved all these challenges.
Let's remember this.
That is to me the greatest of very meaningful.
This bike is a really nice thing, and I ride it all around.
So I hope that's true for the future generation.
I hope that you treat people with respect and welcome them.
Really, I think I would love
to see. So I just want to say to the future that you shouldn't get too comfortable.